made a game of tag that was so intense that you have to cut your leg open. This is the story of how a boy named Dylan cut his leg open while playing tag. This story takes place when Dylan was only 5 years old. He was in his house with his younger brother. They were bored, so they didn't know what to do. They couldn't play any games. There was no Wi-Fi. Life was pretty boring for them. So they decided to play some tag. Dylan being 5 years old and his younger brother being 3 years old, Dylan was already at an advantage here. His younger brother was it, apparently. Dylan, trying to be smart, decided to go up the stairs, and then he would slam his door shut so he would never be found. As he slammed the door, that would cause his room's glass mirror to fall on him. That fall would later cause Dylan's leg to be open. Glass was everywhere in the room, and so was blood. Dylan, not knowing what happened, as he only felt pain, was screaming out of his mind. His mom from the kitchen immediately ran up the stairs. She saw the blood, and she threw up. Dylan's brother, both younger and older, saw this as well and decided to throw up as well. They didn't know what to do because they never experienced a situation like this, so they immediately called the hospital. They had his uncle take him to the hospital. Dylan, in the back seat, was just crying everywhere. They didn't have bandages, so all he could see was the cut. As they landed in the hospital, they would have to strap up his leg with tons of bandages just to get it fixed. To this day, Dylan still has a scar on his left foot, trying to cover it by wearing long socks. Dylan learned a valuable lesson that day, that playing tag with kids younger than you in your house is not a safe decision. He learned to just play board games or games that wouldn't require any physical activity in your household. To this day, Dylan never plays tag with anyone, not his friends, family, or anyone. And as well, as he learned a valuable lesson that slamming doors shut isn't the way to close doors, but instead closing them lightly, as would most likely cause his brother not to find him anyway. By slamming your door shut, it would cause them to notice where you are. All in all, Dylan has become a depressed kid. He doesn't like playing tag. He doesn't even like looking at his foot. The scar brings back memories he would never want to experience again. Dylan, on the floor crying that day, just made him want to die. He felt depressed, never wanted to look at his foot, in a shower, nowhere. That day, Dylan just felt depressed inside, didn't want to do anything. In my opinion, Dylan deserved that. You shouldn't be playing with kids younger than you when you know you had an advantage. If you were going to play with kids younger than you, play a game that you can both participate in. And why did he have to start being it? Why couldn't it be Dylan? Dylan knew that it was his fault, and he would learn to accept it later on in life. As well as the fact that he would never play tag again. He would never talk about that day again. Luckily, he trusted me with that decision, and he gave me his will to tell me about his story. This is the story of how a brave kid named Dylan went through with the pain of having his leg cut open due to a game of tag with his younger brother because of glass falling on his leg, with a day that he would never want to forget, because he can't. Because that day would change Dylan's life forever. Thank you.